Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today, I'm with Home Helpers Home Care here on their beautiful new office here on Center Street in Warsaw. I'm here with Jason Neath and Karen Kaufman. Welcome, guys.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks for having me. So, Home Helpers Home Care. Karen, can you tell us a little bit about what you guys do and who you are?
Absolutely. Home Helpers assist people in their homes in non-medical ways. So basically, they can help with activities of daily living, and that might involve helping a person get groceries or getting to appointments. It could be helping them with housekeeping, even personal care, dressing assistance, helping people with their mail, all kind of things. We love to involve people with different social activities too, and that socialization can really make a big difference for people.
Yeah. Now, how long have you been with Home Helpers?
Well, I've been with Home Helpers for 8 years, but I have a little bit of background in non-medical care prior to that. And then about 25 years ago, I met the original owner of Home Helpers. And that was the first time I had ever heard of non-medical in-home care that can help keep people in their homes as they get older. And so I thought that was an awesome idea. And I just kind of followed the track of everything, and Home Helpers became a franchise. And then I just watched the industry really grow. So it's been exciting.
Right. Now, you guys have been here a long time. How long have you been in Kosciuszko County?
Well, about over 25 years, I would say. And then I guess it's been about a year and a half. We had an ownership change, and then Jason has come on board with us, as well as Rob Gregory, our owner, and it's been fantastic.
So, Jason, tell us a little bit about your background and how you came on board here with Home Helpers.
Yeah, sure. As Karen mentioned, the Home Helpers started right here in Warsaw back in 1999. My partner and I were looking into a new venture, something to have, you know, more of an impact on people in our community. And helping seniors was something that we were passionate about. So we found and got into this business. And as Karen mentioned, purchased it from the previous owners about a year and a half ago. Set up this new location you mentioned at the beginning right here on Center Street to kind of bring a larger presence here to the community. And we're just doing what we can to continue to offer as much non-medical home care as we can to just keep people independent mm-hmm. in their homes.
But that is so important, because I know as baby boomers are getting older, now we're going to need that care. I know I've taken care of my father and my sister before, and it's a handful.
Well, it really is something we are passionate about, just helping people. That's why I am involved in Home Helpers, because I had a wonderful relationship with my grandparents, watched them throughout the years just make a real impact on my life. And then I feel like we want to see that happen with other families too, where family members can still have good relationship with, you know, their parents, but yet not have to do all the caregiving. So we do help families take a break, get a break. Sometimes we do respite care. So sometimes our services are more on a long-term basis, or we might be helping a few times a week. Other times it could be after a hospital stay or surgery, and then we're just assisting with the meal prep, or just helping people maintain their medication compliance. We certainly want to prevent people from falling, so we have ways that we can assist people that way. But it's really exciting just to be able to help people stay at home or wherever they might be living to get a little bit more support.
Now, your caregivers, that's a very, very important position, because you're working in people's homes, and you're working with just really when they're really have a great need for compassion. Now, what are your qualifications and qualities you're looking for in a caregiver?
Yeah, at its core, we've got over 100 caregivers here in Northeast Indiana.
Oh my goodness.
And yeah, and at its core, what we're really looking for is people that just truly care, right? I mean, it's right in the name. We need people that we can trust to go into someone's home and just really want to sit down and take care of them, spend time with them, You know, a big portion of what we do, Karen's mentioned a lot of the personal care items, a big portion of it is just companion care as well. So just people that enjoy sitting down and to raise that quality of life of the person that they're in home with. So we're hiring caregivers all the time. So if anyone's interested, let us know. I mean, you know, again, ideally it's somebody that just has a heart for this. Really, you have to really love doing this. And there are a lot of them out there. And we love to hire them.
Well, you guys do a great job, and that's obvious because you wouldn't be here 25 years if you didn't. Now, not only are you, you know, doing a great job, you're always you're also recognized for doing a great job. Now, you've achieved the Provider of Choice recognition with Activated Insights. Can you tell me a little bit about what that award's about?
Well, the clients that we have an opportunity to be interviewed and to give their feedback on a survey that Activated Insights does. So they ask questions about our caregivers, how well do they perform their duties, how well are they trained, they ask about the office staff, do they feel like the communication is going well, and they just have an opportunity to add comments about their experience with home helpers. And I feel like we get good feedback from that in terms of being able to address issues that might come up. So they rate us on a scale of 1 to 10. And if they truly want to recommend home helpers, then they might rate us as a 9 or a 10 with particular questions. But then if there are things that we need to work on, then the scores would be lower. And then we always have our care supervisors address those issues with the clients that have been interviewed for that month. And it's about 10% of the client population that gets interviewed every month. So I know Home Helpers has been a provider of choice for many, many years, ever since I've been with them. And it's just a fantastic program that Activated Insights has because they continue with training opportunities for the caregivers. And I just think their desire as a third party is to help the home care industry right. have top quality.
That's very important. This is a third party doing this, and they're interviewing your clients. This isn't you saying how great you are or Jason, you saying how great you are, but this is your actual clients that are saying how awesome you guys are.
Right.
So I know I'm getting older, and so I'm looking into all the Medicare, all that kind of stuff. I never thought I would have to pay attention to the commercials on television now. So how does a person pay for services with Home Helpers?
So, you know, of course, anyone can pay us directly. We kind of have an hourly rate. We charge hourly depending on the number of hours and the need of each individual client. But we also have a couple options if that's not a possibility. We are approved to take Medicaid. So anyone that is eligible for Medicaid, there is a waiver that you can apply for that then we can accept and provide care based on. So Medicaid will cover that, which is a great option and a lot of our clients take advantage of. We also are credentialed with the VA. So for veterans or family members of veterans, if you can get approved for anyone with a service-connected disability can get approved for home care through a veteran physician. And we are able to then accept that payment method. So that's been great. We'd love to help as many veterans as possible. So we were excited to get that credential, that accreditation just over about 6 months ago. So we tried hard to get that to be able to go out and help veterans. So we have that as well. And then occasionally insurance companies don't cover home care directly, but there are some plans that have long-term care coverage. So a fair amount of people have that built into their plan. So that's something they can look for as well. And we can accept that if they do.
So I've got a loved one at home, I think needs health care. How can someone contact Home Helpers is there an interview process? How does someone get selected to receive services?
Yeah, so we're looking for clients all the time. Feel free to just give us a call. You can check our website. Website is homehelpershomecare.com/Warsaw. So you can go there and there's a nice large button there on the page that says free home assessment. You fill that form out and it'll get pushed through to us and we'll give you a call right away just to check on your needs. You can also give us a call at 574-372-2273. And for new clients, if you press 1, that will go straight to our client intake person. She will talk with you, find out what your needs are, go through that process with you. And then from there, if you agree to start services with us, we'll come in and do an assessment. So to figure out what the best use of those, you know, number of hours and days per week we decide, we'll do an assessment. Then we assign the perfect fit caregiver for you and schedule that ongoing and check in to make sure everything's going well for as long as you're a client of ours.
And we also are listed in the senior guide, the resource guide for this area too. So there's also information at the senior center in Warsaw and Winona Lake. So people can reach out to those leaders as well, David Neff and Terry Joe at the senior center too, very helpful.
If you can't remember any of that, feel free to contact us at the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and we'll be happy to get in touch with you guys. One last question that wasn't that I'm going to throw a curveball at you here. I've always heard it said that so many times the families wait way too long to seek help instead of the first signs of dementia, the first sign that maybe someone's losing their balance or stability. What would you say to people that are in that situation?
I think it's always a great time to get some education. And I do acknowledge that to maybe family members who are inquiring just to see what home care is all about. I've been in plenty of situations helping people that have been emergencies and people are panicked. And then they have to make quick decisions and there's multiple family members involved and everyone wants something different. And so anything that can be done toward just getting information, education, whether it's legal, whether it's on advanced directives or just service options between home care. What is home health care? That's a completely different thing. It could be assisted living. And then there's so many other options out there for people, but just get educated. And that's a big plus toward helping people not feel panicked in a situation that might be a surprise.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you for the wonderful services that you provided for 25 years. And congratulations on your new beautiful office here. Was it 1422 East Center Street?
Yep.
If you're out and about, stop by and talk to Karen and Jason. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to the doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce.
And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.